Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a very good idea to do exactly that and tell me what it is that's on your mind. 855-99-3-7-5-6-9 is the way to get in touch with me today and really any day and tell me what's on your mind. Regardless of what we're talking about, there's actually, I did want to mention this very quickly, even though it doesn't directly have to do with the program, and most of you know that I'm a psychologist rather than a physician, that's the doctor refers to a PhD, even though I have been to medical school, but still, that's what my doctorate is. I have a doctorate rather than an MD. But there's a new study out that says that 52% of people between 45 and 75 are taking an aspirin a day, and 47% of them are doing it without checking with their doctor. And it turns out that the AMA is about to come out with some new guidelines that say, don't do this, folks. Unless you've had a cardiac event, that the risks and the benefits are basically even. And so you don't take something that has so many side effects, including GI problems, ulcers, and bleeds. I mean, because what aspirin does is aspirin kills, I think it's 1% of the platelets every day. Okay? So that means that you're less prone to throw an embolus if you've had heart problems. If you haven't, that they're saying that there's no reason to take an aspirin every day, and you shouldn't take it. So, and they're about to come out with those guidelines. And I know huge numbers of people who take an aspirin every day who've never had a heart problem. And, you know, for a while, when I'm around, I'm very suggestible. So when I'm around people that sort of are doing that, I think, oh, well, all right, maybe I'll do that. But they're saying don't do it. So, and basically, I'm one of those people. It's not that I'm not compliant. It's that I'm mercifully and gratefully very healthy, so I don't take anything. But I know an awful lot of people. I mean, they're saying more than half of people, men and women between 45 and 75, it's a huge number of people, are taking an aspirin every day, and most of them are doing it without doctor's recommendation. And unless you've had a cardiac event, you shouldn't be doing it. 855-993-7569. Manny, I cannot tell about phone calls right now because my stack is just not working at all at this moment. So you're going to have to keep me informed.
Yeah, just as we were coming back from break there, I was in the process of screening a call and getting someone on, but then they hung up. So I didn't get a chance to get it through. So
I can't make my thing work. So I don't know. My computer is not a happy camper today.
This is why we're a team, though, Joy, because we can communicate with each other. And
we can. That's true.
Figure it out. So if your stack isn't working, I'll have it on my end and I'll...
That would be great.
Yeah.
Fair enough, because I know when you said there was something coming through, it wasn't coming through on mine, which means that that we're having our usual kind of fun stuff. All right, how about an email? Because that way we can both agree on that, right?
Yes.
All righty.
This email is from someone who wanted to remain anonymous.
Okay.
And they say, Dr. Joy, would you recommend a book for parents of young children which will explain to them the development of emotion, understanding of intangible things like truth? One of my daughter-in-laws demanded, all but yelling at her less than 2.5-year-old child to tell her the truth. My grandchild looked sad and confused and couldn't answer what she didn't understand. My grandchild is advanced intellectually, and her mother treats her as though all other areas of her being are just as advanced. It's excruciating to see.
All right, let's go through this one at a time. All right. The first thing is Are there books about children's emotional development? You know, I would suggest that Benjamin Spock, not Leonard Nimoy, but Benjamin Spock's the first, I think it's called the first 2 years or something, is still really good in terms of, I mean, he's kind of old-fashioned. Barry Brazelton is also very good in terms of just giving people the idea of expectations, because I think that's really what you're talking about to a very large extent here, is, you know, what should be the expectations? Telling truth. A 2.5-year-old. It would be, see, this is one of those times it would be really, really helpful to know what the mom was unhappy about. I think, first of all, 2.5-year-olds do know the difference between right and wrong. They do know when they're fibbing. One of the things that my grandmother used to do, which I was a very young child the first time I heard it, and it still stuck with me, which is what she'd say very gently when she was absolutely convinced that somebody was fibbing, is that she would say, "All right, that's what you wish was the case. Tell me what is really, which is really the case here." And so, that I think that's a gentle way of doing it. And again, if I knew what specifically your daughter was mad about, that might help. Whether my basic deal with kids is, first of all, yelling really doesn't do any good. Second of all, as you put out, 2.5-year-old is pretty young. Third of all, my basic rule of thumb is if you're sure the kid did something wrong, 100%, 101%, then what you do is punish them. And you say, you did this, and that's why you're going to do it. You don't ask, because even 2.5-year-olds are pretty clear about what's okay and what's not okay. So does that mean that they're conscious about lying? Gray area. But the point is that you're going to teach them to lie, because especially if they're any good at it, that they may get better and better at it. So I think it's not terrifically profitable to ask a kid, any kid under any circumstances, if you're 100% sure, then you punish them. If you're not sure, then you say, if this happens again, this is what's going to happen. Because the real point, presumably, of punishing a kid is deterrence, is that it's not that you're trying to beat your kid into submission. We're not talking about parent as jailer or judge. We're talking about parent as teacher. So the idea is, let's say, did you brush your teeth? And the kid says yes, and their toothbrush is dry, so you know that they didn't actually brush their teeth. So what you could say is, you need to brush your teeth. Let's go in and brush your teeth now, and then you get a story. And if the kid says, well, I brushed my teeth, you could say, not you're lying, but you could say, well, you know, that was a good trick to do it because your toothbrush is still dry. Let's do it again. All right? And so you're not confrontational. You're just saying, okay, first of all, you can't get away with this. Second of all, you're going to get your teeth brushed. And third of all, there is there's not really a penalty for not brushing your teeth, but there is a reward for punishing your teeth, for brushing your teeth. So if you're sure they did it, I suppose the appropriate punishment. If you're not sure, you explain to them the next time it'll happen. But I think asking a kid and then accusing them of lying, you know, with a 2.5-year-old, as you point out, this is a smart kid, so she probably does have some sense that she knows what she's doing, but I don't think the parenting strategy is going to be very workable. And that's really the point, I think, that you don't want to do something that you know is not going to work. So what you do is just decide that, if it's not going to work, why am I doing this? All right? So, in terms of the books, as I said, Barry Brazelton's good. Spock is good. I mean, they're probably, just go and look for early childhood. Piaget talks more about it on a kind of an abstract basis, but he's certainly the coin of the realm. He's the one who talks about magical thinking. And that's the other thing about young children, is they do involve themselves in magical thinking. So calling them a liar is not very helpful. You know, and the other thing to do is to see if there's an early childhood education program in either the Y or quite often Unitarian churches used to be terrifically good at that. And maybe in suggest for Mother's Day or something that you and your daughter, you and your daughter-in-law go together to one of these classes. But be careful about intervening between parent and child, because you know how you would have felt if your mother or mother-in-law would have intervened. So not a good idea. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
And Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-993-7569. Did you see? There's now a man. This is for you. There's a macho yoga for men called Broga.
I saw that story. I'm not really into the. I'm not really a yoga person or Broga. I guess is.
No, yeah.
But I did see that story. I thought it was kind of interesting.
Well, and these dudes, I don't know. They basically, it's a 3,000-year-old practice of movement and breath that's gotten very physical. So there you go.
Okay.
Just what you were in favor of, huh? Well, there's Bikram yoga.
I didn't see the physical part. I didn't know what that was about.
Well, yoga can be, you know, Americans have taken what basically was somewhat of a spiritual thing and sort of made it aerobic, which is not exactly what the original yoga was. But they're saying you can flex tight hamstrings without hearing invocations to the Hindu deities or feeling an up next to a woman's twisted like a pretzel. Because... Yeah, maybe I should take one of those because I'm not very flexible. I'm strong, but I'm not very flexible.
Mm-hmm.
They have a video streaming service, 5-8 guys.
Huh.
It basically, you know, there are a lot of football players who are now beginning to get training through yoga just because it's really good for flexibility. There you go.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, it is a very good idea. Right now, I'm just trying to decide a listener who sent me this thing about reasons to avoid GMOs, which is genetically modified organisms. I mean, you know, this is such a controversial kinds of issue that, you know, I appreciate people sending me information, but it depends who the information is coming from. Again, that there, you know, the GMOs have been around for a very long time. Now they're saying medical groups condemn the use of GM bovine growth hormone because the milk from treated cows is more of a hormone and which is likely to cause cancer. Well, but GMOs are not necessarily anything to do with that, and they've been using antibiotics in chicken feed. And in milk, I mean, pasteurized milk is basically a whole different way of dealing with milk. We're not drinking milk that's directly from cows. I mean, I think you have to be really careful about where your information is coming from. I heard a really alarming statistic over the weekend, which I thought, I'm not sure exactly where it goes in the program, but it's been ringing around in my head. And when something's ringing around in my head, I tend to kind of share it with you guys. Was talking about, which is going to be a huge issue, I think, in the coming years. The idea being that that we're talking about the 99 and the 1%, except it's actually not 1%, it's like 0.1%. Here, you want to hear an alarming statistic, or at least I found this alarming. The idea being that the 400 people who make the most money in this country make more money than the 150 million people who make the least money in this society.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. 400 versus 150 million. 150 million is about half the country.
Yeah. Wow.
So 400 people are making more than
the 400,
all of them put together.
So the 400 richest people in the country are making more money than
the other half of the country put together.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's a really interesting documentary. It's called Inequality for All, and it's Richard Reich, who is the, I guess he's worked under Ford and Clinton, and he now teaches in Berkeley. And he's really one of those non-yelling people. Part of it is he suffers from a particular form of dwarfism that's very unusual, and he's very cavalier about it. At one point, he carries a box around with him so he can stand, so he can be seen over the podium. When he was appointed by Clinton, he got up to the microphone and said, without with all due humility, I've been on Bill Clinton's short list for a long time because he's short. So he's very charismatic about it. But his point is that we're 64th in the world in terms of discrepancy between the rich and the poor, and it's changed dramatically. And his point is that since 1970, basically, wages in this country have been flat, whereas cost of living has gone up, cost of education has gone up, cost of health care has gone up hugely. And so the actual spending power of today's worker, even their wages are exactly the same as it was 40 years ago, but their expenses are so much more that it's about their actual spending power is about half. And his point is that the only way that a country really, that the economy of the country can really survive is having a strong middle class. Because the wealthy, as one of the guys whose salary is between 10 and $30 million a year, he's one of the rich people they interview, he says, you know, that even rich people can only buy, you know, you only can wear so many jeans. So you're not going to buy that many more jeans than the person who makes $50,000 a year. So the middle class is the ones who spend the money, pay the taxes, so the government has the money to spend so they can support social programs. And once the middle class doesn't have any money, then they don't spend the money, they don't pay the taxes because there's no taxable income, which means government programs get cut back and the whole economy kind of implodes on itself. So what we need to really do is, you know, it's kind of like the story we did last week where the guy who was the CEO of a company took his salary from $1 million to $70,000 and paid all of his employees $70,000 because he'd read somewhere that the difference between people who made $70,000 and less than $70,000 a year was huge and in terms of company satisfaction and efficiency and whatever. So he reduced his salary to $70,000 like everybody else's from $1 million. And because the difference between $1 million and $70,000 is a lot of 70,000s. And his business increased like 12-fold. So he said, wow, this is a really good kind of thing. And that's what Reich's kind of contention is that we need to raise minimum wage, because not only to say that the rich are the people who are providing jobs is really not true, because even what happens when the middle class doesn't have any money to spend, that whatever the rich people are making that allowed them to become rich decreases because there's no money to buy the products, so they lay people off. So, and they said that the way the middle class has kind of kept up since 1970, because that's a long time, is number one, women went out to work, so there were two incomes. Second of all, people were working longer, and third of all, people going into debt. So an interesting perspective. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Madam Madrama. This is, do give me a holler, 855-99-37569. As you know, whatever we're talking about on the program is secondary to whatever it is that you want to talk about. So the idea being that that we're really here to answer your questions and to talk about things that we think you're interested in. But phone calls always get priority over everything else, right? 855-99-37569. 855-99-37569. Alrighty. So, do we have some... program director questions?
Yeah, we've got a question here from Susie, and Susie wants to know, Dr. Joy, how do you stay neutral when your brother is clearing out your mother's bank account and there's nothing legally you can do about it?
Well, I mean, you could certainly talk with him about it. You could certainly say, is there something I can do about this, or do you feel like you need the money? Or, it would be, again, this is one of those questions that's really helpful to have a little bit more information about. That, for example, it may be that he has power of attorney and that he's paying some of her bills. And just asking him in a non-threatening kind of way, could you give me some idea of where the money's going, or is there some way I can help you with this? Might be, I mean, if you approach him and say, look, I know that you're cheating mom, you're going to run into some trouble. I don't know if he's living with her. I assume that he does have power of attorney, since you say there's no legal way to dealing with it. But just asking him, just so you have some sense about what's going on, or could you help him with it, that you know that that's a kind of a huge responsibility to pay bills, and would he like some help with it, or could you sit down together and do it together? And it's going to be a little tricky, because it sounds like you've had some kind of run-in with him in the past. But there is that issue of aging parents, of who's going to take care of them. And quite often the person who takes care of them is the one who has power of attorney, and hopefully they're being moral and ethical in terms of how they're spending their money. How they're spending the parents' money. But it is a responsibility, and presumably he's being a little more ethical, and so maybe if you knew a little bit more about it, you would be a little more comfortable with it. I also believe in the tooth fairy and the Easter bunny, as you can hear, but there's really nothing you can do about it. I would just assume that karma's a boomerang, and that sooner or later what goes around comes around, and that if he is not being honest and obviously not being transparent, because you don't have the sense that what's going on is very kosher, but that there's something you can do about it. I mean, hopefully there's not there's not such a huge amount of money that would make any difference. I don't know. I think that if there's nothing you can do about a situation, you just turn away from it, because there's nothing you can do about it, and you're going to get yourself an ulcer. I certainly don't want to do that. And as you point out, there's nothing you can do about it. And just, I mean, I suppose you could get a voodoo doll, or just believe that that he is doing an okay job and you're just not aware of it. And these don't have to be mutually exclusive categories. You can say to him, it would probably help me and the rest of the family if we just knew where the money was going. Do you need any extra money? Would it be helpful for mom to have a slush fund? Or can she afford to do this? So maybe sort of being curious rather than furious, unless there is such a climate of distrust that he knows that you're just angling for information. But if there's literally nothing you can do about it, I just believe that karma's a boomerang, and that that people get rewarded and punished as the universe determines, and there, you don't have to worry about it, because it's going to give you an ulcer, and it's going to certainly make problems for you at Thanksgiving and things of that sort. So, speaking of which, I think this is a story that isn't exactly what it says. It says, the more money Americans make, the more sleep they get. And it may just be because they're not working as many hours. As we said, one of the things that has made up the deficit in spending power in terms of from the 70s, of the fact that the wages have not gone up at all, they've stagnated, is that people are working longer hours and multiple jobs. So the idea being how much money you make and how much sleep you get are correlated. Americans who make less money aren't getting as much sleep. And it may be that poverty line is now considered around $25,000. You're probably getting less sleep. That's supposedly 35% of people in that group got less than 6 hours sleep a night. A family of four that brings in $94,000 a year, only 25% of people in that group got less than 6 hours sleep a night. Which is, I mean, that's, yeah. And the idea is, presumably, It doesn't make any difference where you live. It's not about the noise. It's it would seem to me that the number of jobs that you have, also how much you worry about money, which this story doesn't actually take into account, which
yeah.
I think is naive on its part.
I was just going to say, you know, that don't you think that the idea of going to sleep at night, not having to worry about, you know, not having to worry about, you know, what bill is going to be paid.
No, I agree. I agree.
Makes it easier to get.
Well, if you think about
so concerned about it.
Well, that's what they're saying. It's because you're working more jobs, which may have something to do with it. But if you think about it, they're saying less than 35% of people who are making under $25,000 are getting more than 6 hours. They're getting six. So $25,000 and 6 hours are the two criteria. But people who are making almost 100, which is four times that amount, are only getting 10% more sleep.
Well, how much does the dynamic of sleeping more versus sleeping better play into this too?
Well, they don't talk about that at all. They just talk about how many hours.
Okay.
And the idea being that 6 hours is, and there have been all sorts of studies that suggest that getting less than 8 hours sleep is really not very healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
That it leads to all sorts of long-term problems, which is sort of interesting because we have this macho philosophy in this life, especially I think when we're young, that, I mean, I can remember sort of getting by on 3 hours of sleep through most of college because I don't think I could have gotten through college if I needed more than that. I had a roommate who had to get 10 hours every night, and she was always in bed. And I probably would have flunked out of school if I needed that much sleep. But now, I remember reading an article that Katharine Hepburn had written, I think for Parade magazine, quite some time ago. And somebody asked her about her longevity. And she said one day a week she got into bed, pulled the covers over her head, and did nothing. And I remember thinking at the time, wow, what a waste. And now I think, wow, what a good idea. I sort of figured out for about the last month, I'd been out every single night. And not only out, but like two movies and at a play or three plays. And, you know, I'm just every night because it was Tribeca and it's that time of year where there's a lot of theater and friends and, you know, responsibilities and condo meetings. And I think it had been like over a month since I'd actually had a night where I didn't have to do anything. And yesterday I had company till about midday, a little later than that. And it was a really beautiful day. And I thought, you know, and I was supposed to go to see another couple screenings at Tribeca. And I thought, you know what? I don't think so. And it was just lovely to just decide to kind of just wander around and not have to do anything. And I, you know, because it's been a month since I had to do that,
mm-hmm.
since I had time where, and so I'm, you know, I'm one of those people. And it's not about having too much jobs, it's just having too much stuff to do. So did we ever do the story about Nicolas Cage's face?
The guy that was going to do the
world's biggest Nicolas Cage
yeah,
face.
Yeah, I think we did.
I mean, I think
that.
You and I sort of thought that was such a great story. It's a
yeah.
Canadian.
Right, yeah.
And he decided he wanted to pick out. Yeah, I think
I
you're
think
right.
Was, I think it was in, was it Windsor? I think it was.
I think it was. Windsor, yeah, which is one CKLW. That's where one of my big stations is. I'm hoping yeah. that once he does that, maybe we'll interview him.
Got to find a way to get in touch with him.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I have the feeling that once it's done, he'll probably publicize it. So we'll probably have access to him. But yeah. I mean, and why Nicolas Cage is the other question.
I'm curious to see the finished product too.
Well, he's going to do a big mosaic apparently.
Okay.
I mean, how much fun? And Nicolas Cage, I mean, how much fun is Nicolas Cage going to have about that?
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know. All righty. So, 855-99-375-69. Do we ever find, when is the $20 bill? With the woman on it?
I'm not sure. I got to think. They're going to be figuring that out pretty soon, aren't they?
Yeah, because, well, you know, we've been talking about it for a while, and we had all those great suggestions, and I just want to see what's happening to us. All right, 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Robert, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yeah, Dr. Joy. I was listening to your program, and I remember back when I was in high school, back in 75 or so, that they did a study on however many people were in the United States, and if they gave each one of them 43,560 square feet, which is 1 acre, it turned out that it would be the size of Utah. And I always thought that was an amazing statistic when everybody was talking about zero growth and running out of space and everything else. But,
huh. I am. I'm just trying to think that Utah's not very big. It's pretty square. And in 1975, I think there were what? Maybe there were under, I don't even remember, there were under, what, 250 million people in the United States? Well, it's pretty bizarre.
I don't remember the stats. That just stuck in my head because there was the big thing with China, remember, where they were yeah. limiting the growth on everything. And now it's interesting that they don't have any women for the men to marry, and they don't have enough people to be able to run their factories and to do things because yep. they've limited themselves so much with their population that it sounds good in theory, but it didn't seem to work out very well.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. But the idea is that you're only allowed to have one child. And so what they were doing, especially in a society that that really values males much more than females, with the idea being that your male children would support you in your old age and your female children are going to go and marry and go to a groom's family. So what they were doing is either not just dumping. There was a play that I reviewed about 3 months ago that was at Manhattan Theater Club where they were either dumping girl babies in garbage cans or in orphanages, and as you point out, and so there were a huge number of Chinese females, infants, who were adopted in the United States, and as you point out, and it's been going on for about, well, that's in the 70s, so that's 40 years. I don't know that it's been going on quite that long, but certainly an awful lot of males who are now of marriageable age and can't find Chinese women to marry, so they're coming to the United States. And a young woman who's been raised in the United States, who's Chinese, is going to be a whole different ball game than a young woman who's been raised in China. It's a very interesting social experiment when people start messing around with things like that. I'm just trying to figure out: do we know how many square miles, what the area of Utah is? Because let's assume that there are 200 million people in the United States in the 70s. Because I think they're just under 300 million now.
I'll look up the square size of Utah.
All right, because I'm just trying to figure out that'd be 200 million acres if every person got an acre of land. And I don't know that Utah is 200 million acres. Manny's going to look it up, but I mean, I think they're probably somewhere around 2.25 million people, but let's just, so it'd be 2.25 million acres in Utah. But I mean, look, we know that it varies greatly. I don't know how much of Utah is inhabitable, right? We've got Salt Lake City. We've got a lot of mountains in Utah, but we're assuming we're just talking about area. We're not talking about a habitable area. Or
Utah,
even like,
yeah. Utah is 84,899 square miles.
Well, so that's square miles.
Yeah.
Well, so we're talking talking about an acre.
43,560 square feet is a mile.
All right, so it's
43,560 square feet is a mile.
Okay, so that's
math.
Times 200, so that's 8712. So it's not quite right. They're saying Utah's 840 square miles. And this, if you 200 million people, which is probably a little, and 4,356 feet, would be 871,000. Yeah. So it is just about the size of Utah. So it's like 30 miles square miles bigger, but.
Yeah,
so
and then the other thing that I was thinking about when everybody is hashing over this GMO stuff, you know,
yeah.
how big and bad and everything. One of the things that you brought up, which I agree with, is that a study is only as good as the information that you're gleaning or that
yep.
you're, you know, and granted, it is one of the hugest agricultural places, but they've done a billion studies. And it was on this GMO stuff, and they found nothing that is adversely affected by having GMO products. And so everybody that wants to be critical can think, well, they did it for what they, you know, to make it lean their own way. But if you have a billion versus even 100,000 in a study, then to me that's pretty indicative of a study that, you know, you can believe in, because you would think that they wouldn't be that far off, or they would, you know, they wouldn't publish it if it was going to be a problem. And to me, really? I think that's the only reason that we're going to be able to feed everybody is to figure out how to do a better job with less materials and the same amount of ground, because we can't make the ground any bigger.
Well, I think you're right. And again, we know that there have been, that people have had a genetically modified organism. We're talking mostly about grains in Europe for 20 years. And that they're, and it turns out when they label things that nobody will buy them, even though people have been eating them, that they'll put exactly the same product labeled and unlabeled, and people will buy the unlabeled one. And the point being that that if you label it, people feel very strongly about it. And my point is, I'm not sure we know. And as you point out, there are all sorts of things that are, that animals have been getting antibiotics as far as they've been antibiotics. And we know that we have, I mean, mad cow disease is a real phenomenon, and of course that isn't what we use antibiotics for. But the idea being that sort of deciding if we change something that's necessarily bad is kind of Ludditeism, and that it's not necessarily true. We just don't have the data, and the idea being that we're just going to make assumptions based on no data doesn't make any sense to me. And I mean, and plus there are already so many examples of it. Most of us had fluoride in the water. My favorite example about that is I grew up in Colorado, and there was this big, huge political controversy about putting fluoride in the water to prevent tooth decay. And it turned out somebody finally tested the water and found out that there was more natural fluoride in the water than they were talking about adding. So we'd already been using fluoride for years, and nobody knew anything about it. So, this study about aspirin, I think, is very indicative of for the last 10 or so years that, I mean, we're talking about over half of the people between 45 and 75 have been popping an aspirin every day or every other day. And it turns out to not be a very good idea. And we're just now finding that out. So stay tuned. We'll find out what other things we're being told that may or may not be the truth. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.